Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf lamed zayin. Begin the amen alf. Begin with teis der maschot. This begins the words of the Gemara. Loi loim lach. Truthfully, I could tell you that no, actually lahachz it's not. Mishnah is talking about when it says lehitin, it means not to put it back on Shabbos. Chesur mechzer v'chulin. There are words missing in the Mishnah. Teis comes saying, why is the Gemara goes through what's called the deichig to say chesur mechzer? And that is really the simple translation of the Mishnah. Sounds like from the redundancy that first the Mishnah is talking about the isra shehiyah, and then later on the Mishnah talks about chazar. And therefore, it must be going like Drabban. The Gemara says, no, I could tell you it's Lahach Zitnan, and really that she is going to be permitted, even though it's not Garfa Katim, but we're saying Chesur Mechzer, the words missing of the Mishnah. What's bothering Taisis is that generally, say Chesur Mechzer only to answer a question. Why over here, if you could understand the Mishnah one way, would you say Chesur Mechzer? Taisis says, Mishum de Kaimon ke Chananya, because since, as Taisis says and Rashi says, since we rule Halacha like Chananya, that you're allowed to do Shia in a cooked dish that's not fully cooked on the oven from before Shabbos, even though it's not garfa katim, kamesha fash bez Hashem, like I'm going to explain on the midbeis. So therefore, dachik lo'ukma must not cover say different. The Gemara goes through what's called a dachik teretz to able to say and know that to try to establish that the Mishnah could be like him, because we want to say that the Mishnah is aliba de hilchos according to the halach. Kimenek teis de masach begins with the words of the Gemara. I amid b'shleim alahach zitznan. If you say the Mishnah is talking about when it says leit, it means talking about chazara like Chananya. Hayne the shani bein teichel agabah. Then we could understand the halach of Rav that differentiates between putting on the top or on the inside. Teis comes to what's the Gemara's proof, and Teis says differently than Rashi. The Gemara said a raya from Rav's halacha says the halacha of the Mishnah was not said regarding putting inside the oven, only on top of the oven. So on that, the Gemara proves from this statement that if you say it's Toma Chazara, so that's what we could understand, that there's going to be a difference of Rab between inside and the on top of it. But if you say that it's the like the Rabbanan, that Loyita means not to do Shia, what would be the difference between inside or on the top? So what does this mean? So Taisa says, Pishma Kunjish, Rashi explains the proof of the Gemara, that the intention is that if it's Chazara, it doesn't mean that, oh, okay, Chazara, then we could understand why it's going to be permitted in only on top and not on the inside. No, Rashi says the proof is Mishum De'ila, Hachzitnan. Rashi comes from a Diak. Says, if you say like Chananya, that the Mishnah is Tomatis and Chazara, so Imkin, if that's the case, that's where it has to be Garfa Katan. But the inference is Lisha is Mash, and I feel in the Grufa. But that Shehiyah, to leave it on from before Shabbos, even if there's no Blech, even if it's not Shabbat out. Now, and that's what we're saying, that we have the same halacha of only Agabah and not Teichai. Oh, so it's regarding that halacha, that inferential halacha. Lahachi shana bein teicha, then we could understand that therefore, that, yeah, inside it's going to be aser to do shehiya if it's not garfa katim, to have a matn mamish brem, it's literally insulating in something that's with the ashes inside the oven. So that we understand why that would be forbidden, because you now do atmana in something that's ma'is of hevel even from before Shabbos. La'agaba. And that's the difference from, but to do it on top of the stove, that's going to be permitted. But if the Mishnah was talking about Shehiyah, which is that even when you do Shehiyah on the kiyuv from before Shabbos, it has to be garfa katim, so then what's the difference if you put this stove on the pot on top or inside the stove? Either way, it's garfa katim. What would be the difference? That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's Raya. But v'kosh la'rach, that's difficult to Rabbeinu Chananu, because if we're saying it's lahagzer tanan, which the Gemara is trying to bring a Raya to that, which is like the opinion of Chananya, the difficulty is the Chananya, according to Chananya, filler teicha mash, and if it's like the way Rashi says, it's from the element of Shehiyah, that regarding Shehiyah, we could understand if it's not garva katim, there's the difference between on top or inside. It's not true. If the Mishnah is coming to explain it for Chananya, filler teicha mash, and actually he holds that you're allowed to do Shehiyah, even inside, I feel like in the groove, even if it's not shoveled out, which is not like the way Rashi says. How do you know this? Because it's not. The Mishnah says early enough, your testament base. It says, V'leicha rora gabi gechol, mean, I'll let it put Erev Shabbos, the biscuit on the coals, unless the surface gets crusted from before Shabbos. Now, it sounds like that only if the surface didn't get crusted, then it's aser. But if the surface of the biscuit got at least crusted, then sure, it's going to be permitted to put on the coals from before Shabbos, avagav dechararei b'teichehi, even though the biscuit is inside, it's in the coals itself. So you see that Chananya permits even teicha, even when it's not garva katim, as long as it was like a third cooked, as long as the surface got crusted, so you see, not like the way Rashi says. But more of a belav hochemeri, but besides this, the Ri says, the bechinim dachik Rashi lefarashkin, it's really for nothing that Rashi went through the difficulty to explain this, that he doesn't explain the simple understanding of the Gemara, where if, like he said, coming to explain the Mishnah like Hananya, that is Lahagzer, so then we could understand what Rav Chelbi is differentiating between inside or on top, where the intent, says Rashi, is no, it's not for the actual halacha, the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about the Chazara. No, it's from the inferential halacha, which is regarding the Shehiya, that that's permitted even when it's not Garuv. It's regarding that halacha that we could understand the difference between on top or inside. Now, what's the reason why Rashi says the Gemara like this? It's because just like you could differentiate between a kira that's garuf, between inside or on top regarding chazar, so you could differentiate regarding shia between inside and on the top. And therefore, Rashi doesn't explain the proof of the Gemara regarding the actual halacha of the Mishnah that's talking about regarding the chazar of the kedera, rather regarding the inferential halacha regarding the shia that's permitted even when it's not garuf. But says the Ri, the ikalim emeshab, no, you could say very simple. This is according to Hananya, that we want to say that it's a raya from Rab. Like the Lahagz is not much like Hananya, that regarding Chazara, there's a difference between inside or on top. Regarding the actual halacha that we're talking about regarding doing Chazara, when it's shoveled out from the coal, that only on top of the kiri is permitted to Chazara, and not inside the stove, even though it's Garif, as Tais explains why. Because no, specifically regarding Shehiya, that is where there's no difference by a kiri that's garif between the on top or inside, as we brought a raya from Daf Yotes that he doesn't differentiate, because that's by Shehiya. But regarding Chazara, he does differentiate. Even if we're talking about a kiri that's garif, only on the kiri it's going to be permitted to do Chazara. But inside it's going to be forbidden to do Chazara, even though it's garif. Why? It's like obvious from the Gemara's answer. The Gemara wants to reject the Raya. It says, no, it could be with like Rabbanan. And then when it says Le'itim in Shehiya, because the Gemara says, Misarva, do you think that the halacha of Rav, that the friendship between inside and on the top, a Reisha guy is going on the Reisha? No, a Sefer Koy Bechul is going on the Sefer. Which is, when the Sefer talks about explicitly the halacha of Chazara, on that word Rav Chelbi said it's halacha, that we only said it's permitted to Chazara, according to Basil, only on the top. But inside, it's going to be forbidden, even if the kiri is grufa. So we see explicitly that the halacha of chazara of the pot, you could differentiate between inside or on the top, even though the kiri is grufa, even though it's permitted to do shehiya, as we brought the Hananya holds in the pot inside the pot inside the kira. So obviously that there's a svara to say that it's going to be forbidden to do chazara inside the kira more than the halacha of shehiya, which we said explicitly, Hananya holds is going to be permitted. And therefore, says the Ri, could say very simple, it's regarding the chazara element, not the inferential halacha. Not Bakashlari, but the Ri has a difficulty in general. It says, how can you say that according to Rav, whose halacha we're coming to bring a Rai over here, is explaining the proof is obviously is that he holds the Masnit Lahagz. It's not that the Mishnah is like the opinion of that, what's lo yitin until it's Garav Akad and it's Chazara? Imkain, if that's the case, Ash Masnit Kechananya. That's the interpretation that the Mishnah like Hananya, because Shia, yeah, you don't have to have Garav Akad, that's permitted. The problem is, Rav do like Hananya, but Rav does not hold like Hananya. How could Rav's halacha be the Raya that the Mishnah like Hananya? Because the Hananya holds Sharibim and Stomach Biafal. He says, you let it do Shia with something that, even though the more cooks, the better it is. Because it's none. That's the Mishnah we quoted before. It says, in Salem Basar Bay, you now let a roast, meat, or an egg from before Shabbos. El Kadesh Yitzel Mabay Yem, unless it's roasted from before Shabbos. Now, Asik Hananya. That halacha is like Hananya, that only regarding Chazar din have Garav Katam. Regarding Shia, even if it's not Garav Katam, it's going to be permitted. Now the problem is, one of the cases of Beya, the egg, immediately come on the Gemara tells later on, the more cooks, the better it gets. And we see that according to Hananya, it's permitted. Problem is, Varav Oslakam and Mitzvah Gyevali, Rav holds that exact case of the egg that's Mitzvah Gyevali, is forbidden to do Shia. So how can we explain Rav, like, to Raya to the Lahachzitan, which is like Hananya, if Rav does not hold like Hananya? So it says, Yashem, what you can say is, because the Balav Hachi Leisavala Rav Krishum Tanik, because anyways, Rav's not like any one of the Tanoim that we have. Because the Remeir Reb Yehuda, the other Tanoim that we have, Remeir and Yehuda, Asi Be'in the Grufa, they say that you not do Shia if it's not shoveled out the coals. I feel in stomach virali, even something that the more cooks, the worse it gets. But Rav Sharibim in stomach virali, but Rav says it is permitted if the more cooks, the worse it gets. I feel Be'in the Grufa, even if it's not shoveled out. And the reason is because the Begrufa Lashkan Shemar Moirid the Asaf Eliyafali. Because regarding when it's shoveled out, we don't find any Amir that says forbidden even if it gets better because it's shoveled out. So when he's saying when Rav says that it comes out in his halacha of Shia, he's not like Hananya, and he's not like anyone. So therefore, says Taisus, that it's not a difficulty to say that the halacha of the Mishnah Rav is like Hananya, because anyway, he's not like any one of the Tanaim that we have. Vay Morovis says Taisvis, another proof, a proof that Rav is talking about a Kira that's not Grufo, is because the Rav Kaya Musa Rabbi Yechanan. Rav is going on the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, the Ari Be'ini Grufo, which he was talking about that's not Shalvadak, because Rabbi Yechanan said that even Mitzamek V'yafle is permitted to do Shia on the Kira that's not Garv. And that Rav said, oh no, Mitzamek V'yafle is Asr, Mitzamek V'yafle is Mutter. So again, we see Rav is not like any Tana, and therefore it's possible to explain the Mishnah according to his interpretation, like Lahachzer, like Chananya, because anyways, he's not like any Tana. It's not difficult to say that he's the interpretation that proves that the Mishnah is like Chananya, because he has to say it like some Tana, even though he's not like any Tana that we bring. Additionally, Tesis brings that it's not only Rav that's not like any Tana, it's also Rabbi Yechanan. V'chein Rabbi Yechanan, the Shirley come on Chaman B'tav Shabbishah called Tzar G'bein Agrufa, that he says permitted to do Shia on a hot drink or cooked dish that's fully cooked, even if it's not shoveled out. Avaloi bishul kotzarka, but he said it's not fully cooked. Us is forbidden. Lo ashkan tana de sabach. We don't find any tana that says exactly what he says it. So therefore, again, it's not difficult that Rav would be the raya to Chanani. So Taisus brought that according to Rashi, the proof from the qualification of Rav Chelboy that it differentiates between on the top which is permitted but inside which is forbidden, is because if you say lahagzatnan, so then the inference is that shahia is going to be permitted even if it's not garf. So in that, Rav Chelboy was differentiating between inside or on the top. But if you're saying Shehiyah, then, in other words, that even for Shehiyah, you're saying that the pot's only allowed to be put on the top of the stove, that you need it to be shoveled out, so then there's no svar to me, Mechalik, and say, but inside would be forbidden. Why would inside be forbidden? It's shoveled out. So that Taisa asks, what do you mean? According to Chananya, that you're trying to bring a raya for, he holds that actually you're allowed to do Shehiyah, even inside the Kira, even if it's not Garf. So why would the Gemara say, according to the way Rashi says it, that by Kira that's not Garf, that you now do Shi inside? And that's what the Pechel was going on. Additionally, Taisus finds a difficulty with the actual interpretation of Rashi, that he goes through the Deichig to prove the Raya, not from the actual Halacha of the Mishnah, but rather from the derivative Halacha of Shehiyah, when you could say, very simple, regarding Chazara, that's where Rav Chelboy is saying in the Halacha of the Mishnah itself, to be differentiated between inside and the top, but not by Shehiyah, and so too, that's how the Re explains the proof of the Gemara. Now, but then the Re asks that, how could the Gemara say even that, according to Rav, we see that he learns Lahagzitznan, but then it comes out that the Mishnah is like Chananya, but Rav does not hold like the Chananya. Chananya says an egg, which is Mistamek B'yafle, is permitted to be roasted on coals from before Shabbos, but Rav holds Mistamek B'yafle is Asa. So that Taisa explained that anyway, Rav is not like any Tana. And so Rabbi Yechon is not like any Tana, and therefore, either way, he has to be like someone, meaning to explain them who the Mishnah is like, so therefore it could be like Chananya, even though, again, he's not like Chananya himself. We turn next to the Master, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Mal Lismach. What's Alocha? Can you do Smicha? Taisa explains the Gemara's question according to either of the options that we explained who the Mishnah is going like. What does it mean, Le'itin? That is the Gemara's the question, could you be semich the pot near the wall of the kir? So Tais explains that, but in the Grufa Kabay. The question is regarding if it's not Garf or Katim. That the question, could you be semich to the side of the kir? So Tais explains the Gemara's question according to either one of the options. V'imas nit lahashas nan, if our Mishnah was talking about Le'itin, meaning of regarding Shehiyah, so Kabay lahashas lahashas. So the Gemara's question is regarding leaving it on and also putting it back regarding on the side to do smicha, because that's a halacha that's even forbidden to do shia. Question is that even to put it on the side of the wall of the oven. Now v'ilah hachzanah the v'ilah chananya that the only prohibition in the Mishnah of gar v'katim that was required only was for chazara, but v'shara lahachzanah felt teich v'gavah. But to do shia you could even do as Taisa explained the previous Taisa, even not only on top but even the inside, even if it's not gar v'katim. So then v'ilah hachzanah, and then the question is regarding chazara, or Lahashas, or even regarding Shia, when it's not cooked, even like a third cook, which then even Chananya will hold it forbidden to do Shia. So that would be the questions regarding what's Allah regarding Smicha. So we continue next Tuesday, the Master that begins the word of the Gemara that says Tashma, it's being a Raya. Kirish is a Guvuchulu, where we learned in the Brisa that the Gemara resolves clearly from the Brisa that you're allowed to do Smicha by a Kira, even though it wasn't Garf. So this comes to explain, however, what you cannot derive from it. Where first Tuesday is a Master, and that's the Gemara's conclusion. And that's the halacha, the shor lismach, you're allowed to do smicha on the kiri even if it's not garva kat. Matei says, Mekamakam, however, ain't lumum, you can't lismach, it's leish. Can't learn out from here that you're allowed to keep a pot near the fire itself. Shani hachi, here it's different. The defne kiri mafsikin benoil leish. Here you're having it near the wall of the kiri, which that wall separates between the pot and the fire. That we see in the Gemara that's permitted. But not necessarily would that be the same case to put it near the fire itself, even though it's not on or in the fire.